This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. And if you ever listen to this program on Wednesday afternoons, as you are right now, you've probably heard Only a Game's Bill Littlefield offer a few cautious notes of optimism about the 2011 Red Sox, called by less temperate observers the best team ever. And then they actually started playing baseball.
Well, the Sox have some magic tonight. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball right field, but it's catchable. Zobrist backs up, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. And the Boston Red Sox fall tonight 3-2 to Tampa Bay and fall to a, well, you really can't believe it, 2-9 on the season.
Believe it. So, Bill, it is known around the building that I am not the most baseball savvy member of the WBUR team, but Justice Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart said, "I know pornography when I see it. I know bad baseball when I see it." What's going on?
That's a really interesting parallel.
You're welcome.
There are those who would consider what's been going on at Fenway Park to fall into that category.
Obscenity, yeah.
It's a great spring to not be baseball savvy.
I feel
here
great.
In Boston.
Thank you.
No yeah. doubt about it. Well, a simple answer is the other team scores more runs every night than the Red Sox do. It's fine to score two as long as the other team only scores one. It's fine to score four as long as the other team doesn't get five or more. The Red Sox have failed to appreciate that simple formula.
another Littlefield truism. That said, the Sox did spend like a bazillion dollars on some awesome new players. Is that money all for lost? What's going on?
Well, first of all, it's 11 games into a 162-game season. So, no, I wouldn't. I don't think Carl Crawford is going to be an utter bust. I don't think Adrian Gonzalez is going to be an utter bust. But it is discouraging, and it's especially discouraging when it's still cold and damp and miserable and your team is the worst. Has the worst record in the major leagues. There's no question about that. Steve Rushen of Sports Illustrated offers an interesting response, a possible response to all this, and that is panic. panic is, you know, it refreshes one. You get all the bad feelings out and scream and shout, and it's probably healthy.
Well, I do see that today's game is rained out, so we can safely say that the Sox
will
not
are going to be okay today.
That's right.
Boy, it is something when it comes down to that. Thank goodness for the rain. In the old days of Boston baseball, the old Boston Braves, it was Spahn and Sane and pray for rain. And now it's just pray for rain.
Just pray for rain, exactly. Well, moving on to things that we don't need to pray about just yet. The Bruins and the Celtics are headed to the playoffs, although I understand there's some concern that the Celtics might drop dead along the way.
Well, I think that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration, like the exaggeration about the Red Sox. But they're old, and there is a problem when you have players who are reaching or at least within sight of the end of their careers. Happily, I think Pierce and Allen and Garnett and Rondo are all healthy. Not so much Shaquille O'Neal, perhaps, at this stage.
Yeah.
But the Lakers have physical problems as well, and after a very long basketball season, you would be hard-pressed to find a contending team that doesn't have some guys who are banged up a little bit. I think the outlook is probably pretty fair at this point for the Celtics.
So, Bill, this coming Monday is Marathon Monday, and the qualifying time was harder than ever to meet this year, and yet the spots sold out in, what, 24 hours?
That's what I'm told, that the spots were filled in record time, and I'm not sure exactly what this means. It may mean that we get a very fast marathon group. I don't know if the Kenyans who win it will be any faster than they generally are, but the group
as a whole
may be faster than normal. And it may also mean that because of how quickly the spots all filled up, you'll have more bandits on the course.
People, and illegal competitors. Yeah,
well, illegal. It's everybody smiles at the bandits. But, you know, in the worst of all worlds, they crowd things up and make it difficult for the runners who actually are competing for times. In the best of all worlds, it's a festival and always has been.
All right. Well, you can catch Bill on Only a Game every Saturday a.m. and every Saturday 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, No Red Sox losing, thank goodness. But they've signed a 20-year lease. They're moving in, but some activists still think they can stop Whole Foods from setting up shop in Jamaica Plains Hyde Square.
It's a battle that's pitting neighbor versus neighbor, hipster versus yuppie, free market commerce versus popular will.
And in the middle, a diverse community trying to keep from revitalizing itself out of existence. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.